on to Cleary. Trent Merrin had some room to wind up. He found his captain, and Matt Moylan gets Penrith going. A try scorer last week in the comeback. A try scorer today to maybe spark one.
Whilst it's great, it's a fight back, and yes, when you think about last week, they're back in this, but great pass from Merrin.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it was a 30-20 win over the Knights. It's something the Panthers needed, and our man Trent Merrin had a very solid game indeed. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, guys.
Good win for you, mate.
Yeah, it was. We needed that one.
Yeah.
Start of our games haven't been too good the last 2 weeks, keeping our fans on their toes, but come home strong, which is good.
What about that self-belief, mate? 14-0 down the week before. What was the difference? 22 points at the half-time break. There's something wrong with those first halves.
Yeah, there definitely is. I'm still trying to work it out myself too. So, I think I've been thinking about it the last few weeks. I think the energy's been great. We can take a positive out of it. I think everyone's just trying to put their hand up too much and get too involved instead of just keeping it basic and following the structure. And we're getting each other's way a fair bit in that first half. And from looking at it, I think in the second half, we tidied it up and rolled them.
Can you give us an insight, and it's not a good or a bad thing, but the belief is that Anthony Griffin doesn't overcoach you guys, that he doesn't overburden his teams with structure and tactics. He likes to see, you know, the players take control and let things unfold. Is that the case? And if that is the case, do you need a little bit more structure in the opening 40 minutes?
Oh, yes and no. I think we do have a basic structure that we do know, and we in the second halves we do follow, and we come home strong. But Hook's a great coach. He's one of the best coaches I've been under. And I think he's positive is that he's a people's person. He knows how to manage a player and get him right for the game. So I think, and it's great that he puts the total belief and faith in us to go out there and to prepare the way we do and put it together on the field. But yeah, like I said, the structure's there, but like I said, we tend to get in each other's way a fair bit in those first halves.
Mate, just getting on to the Origin selection. And Pete Wallace, mate, how's he doing? You really feel for a guy who was penciled in, gets the call, and then it's only injury that rules him out. Cartwright as well, not up for selection because of that knee.
Yeah, we're all shattered for a while. He's shattered himself. He's worked really hard over the years to get his body right in a good position to just play continuous first grade. And to have the last 2 years, he's played, put himself in a great position to play starting hooker for his state. It is a big blow to take, but he's resilient. He's one of the most resilient players I've ever played with. The way he controls his injuries and his mindset to get himself on the field every week, and I'm sure that he'll do the best he possibly can to put himself in contention for the remainder of the series.
Trent, a few weeks ago, you played for your country. And now you haven't been able to make the New South Wales side your state team. How do you compute that? And are you disappointed? Because
yeah, you're always disappointed. I think they're the goals that you set yourself for your career is to put yourself in those positions. But in between me, myself, and reaching those goals, there's a lot of uncontrollable factors that you've got to take into account. That's definitely what's happened, and I've accepted that. I've just got to keep working hard for my club, and who knows what will happen down the future.
Yeah. How does the system work, mate? I'm aware you're part of the Blues leadership squad, pre-season, all the rest of it. Does Laurie call you and tell you that you're not being picked for this one?
No, I haven't received a phone call, but I don't think I really needed one, to be honest with you. I knew myself that I didn't have the best start to my career or to my season. But I had full confidence and belief in myself that I knew that I'd pick myself back up and work extremely hard and put myself in that position. And I feel that the last two or three weeks, I've really built some momentum. But, the rest is up to selectors. And that's what it come down to.
It's a strange one, mate, because the last few weeks you've probably been in better form than when you were leading up to the Test match.
Yeah, it is. But listen, there's a lot of things, a lot of weird things that go on in throughout your whole career, and you just got to accept them all and just ride the roller coaster do the best you possibly can.
Okay.
What are you doing on this weekend off? You're going over to Tavarua, cloud break in Fiji?
No, I'd love to.
Good spot.
Yeah, I've got some business to do back home, so I'll be heading down the coast and spend some time with the family and some friends that I don't usually get to do throughout the season. So I'm really looking forward to that and getting the body right.
Well, wish Sal all the best. You know, I've surfed that break, Trent.
What, in your dreams or in reality?
No, in reality. It should have been in my dreams. I nearly died. Dead set nearly died. Didn't catch a wave. It was double overhead, and it was just ridiculous. Oh, I dead set got caught in the inside. I nearly died. I can't surf.
Couldn't you just sit in the channel and look like, get a photo done?
Yeah, it just looked good.
Well, you get a boat. Well, the thing is, you come from Tavarua. You get a boat. The boat stops. You jump off the boat. Yeah. And I thought, I'll just get the little aftermath on the edge. Mate, there's no edge. There's no edge of those waves.
Edge of darkness.
I probably should have died.
Hey, Trent, give us your honest opinion, mate, regarding the New South Wales up against the Queensland, the side they've picked, and then the result. Paul Gallen believes for Queensland it's an end of an era and the Blues will get them. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I believe the same, to be honest. It's been a big process the last few years to build this structure and this belief. And I feel that they've got the right players in the right positions to do the job. It's definitely going to be a tough game, game one and throughout the whole series. I think the New South Wales will get them in game one.
Great.
And like I said, it's going to be a tough gig, but yeah, I've got belief and I really hope they do.
Yeah, look, let's hope they get off to that start. Suncorp, though, it's a tough venue. They're not going there until the game, which is interesting.
Yeah, they're not having a session there at all, not even a captain's run, Trent. Doesn't matter, I guess.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know these things, would I?
Poor bugger. Well, you sort of, while you want to play in game two, that means that we've probably lost game one. It's a little bit of mixed emotions you watch the game with,
injury.
I imagine. Injury.
Oh, mate. I'm just watching it and wishing them all the best, mate. Whatever comes, will come.
Good on you, Trent. We thank you, mate. Have a well-deserved weekend off, mate, and refresh.
Thanks, boy. Thanks all.
Well done, Trent Merrin.